Welcome to CSR Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Matt and
Pat. We interviewed Mr. Frazier because Jim is our favorite special and he is our gym teacher. There are a lot of interesting things about Mr. Frazier. Hope you enjoy.
Asked Mr. Frazier how he would respond if a kid were to cheat. He replied,
The first thing I do is determine whether the student knew if they were cheating or not, because half the time they just weren't listening to the rules and they didn't even realize they cheat. But if I do catch that they are cheating on purpose, which it's very easy to tell, you just kind of look them in the eyes and they'll kind of admit it right away. I usually try to tell them why cheating is bad. You know, you're only cheating yourself in the end. The games are less fun when you cheat. If you cheat and you win, you know, there's that saying that cheaters never win. It's because you didn't really win because you had to cheat to win. So I try to explain that, and, you know, something we preach in the gym, myself and Ms. Reardon, is that, you know, always give your honest effort and, you know, do your best, and that'll give you a real, you know, idea of how good you are, you know, what you need to work on. If you're cheating during a game, you're not going to know whether you're good or bad yet, you know, because you don't have a true test of what you're doing.
Ask Mr. Frazier what his favorite subject was as a kid. He answered,
Hard to believe, my favorite subject was PE as a child. I always loved it. And growing up, we had it, I think, twice a week. In middle school, twice a week. High school, you had it every day for a semester. But you're only supposed to have it once a year, and I ended up taking it 7 out of my 8 semesters. I always got switched back into a different class. I always asked to get in. So I loved PE as a kid.
When Mr. Frazier got interested in teaching gym, he responded,
well, around, I think, senior year of high school, people start applying to colleges, and everyone already seems to know what they want to do. I didn't. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I really wasn't thinking that far in the future. I was just kind of worried about the next day, you know, just doing my thing. So then I talked to my guidance counselor, Miss Nelson, and, you know, God bless her. She said, well, you know, what do you enjoy in school? And I said, oh, I kind of like math, but I don't want to do math forever. And I said, she said, well, what's your favorite class? And I said, I love PE. So she's like, what do you think about that? Doing physical therapy, physical science. So I thought about physical therapy, and I did a job shadow for a day, and I was in a hospital with, like, a bunch of 85-year-old people doing physical therapy on them, and that was not fun. So I went into school to be a PE teacher, ended up loving it, and stuck with it.
He questioned Mr. Frazier about what lacrosse team he is on. He explained,
so I play on an over 30 league. So you have to be 30 years old and up to play. We're called the Turtles. That's just it. I joined the team 2 years ago. The team's been around for about 15 years, so I didn't come up with the name. But I also coach varsity lacrosse over at Hopkinton.
He quizzed Mr. Frazier about what his favorite sport team was. He told us,
It's the New York Yankees, without a doubt. I love the New York Yankees. Grew up a Yankee fan. My brother, and, you know, if you look at me and my brother, were born in Massachusetts. Everyone else in my entire family is born from New York. So growing up, every Christmas, every birthday, it was Yankee gear, Yankee gear. And when I was in fourth, when I was your age, I don't know if you know this, the Yankees won 4 World Series in 5 years. So that doesn't hurt when you're watching them win the World Series every year. And it was just, I love the Yankees.
We're interested in what injuries Mr. Frazier got, and if so, how or why? He shared,
Yeah, I have had 3 surgeries, all from lacrosse. My freshman year of college, I had something they call a Jones fracture, or it's fracture in the back of your foot. I'm pointing near my heel here, right up there. And what they do is, it's a little fracture, but there's no blood supply, so you have to put a big screw inside of your foot to make it heal and stay. So I did that, and then the next year, I tore the labrum in my shoulder. There's a big ligament here that holds your shoulder in place, and I tore it, taking a face off, so whenever I got pushed, it would kind of slide in and out. So I had that repaired. And then a couple years later, when I was 25, I tore my right ACL in my knee and got surgery on that. And none of those were fun.
A lot of fun interviewing Mr. Frazier. We learned that there is a lot of interesting things about Mr. Frazier, like how he has suffered 3 injuries playing lacrosse.
Thanks for listening.